the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smooth, eat me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
No, I'm serious.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning again. It is a good morning. As a matter of fact, it's a very good, good morning. Why don't you say that wherever you are? Good morning, world. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I came to tell you something this morning. God. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your skill, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And God, all I can say is that you are good. You are very, very good. Brothers and sisters, I pray you feeling good this morning. Let me tell you about the flow that's taking place within this ministry. God, there's a person who's a part of this ministry, and they bought a husband and a wife. They happen to have been veterans, like me. And so they used the GI Bill and their own money and their professions and what have you. And they bought a house. And as the enemy would have it, because you see, the enemy hates families. I mean, right now we are just crushing the devil's heads, and he got many of them, by restoring families. I am seeing families restored. I'll get into that in a minute. And so, as the devil would do, he don't want you to have no land and no real estate. He got in the midst of this family, and he caused them to be divorced. The devil can do that because he loves breaking up marriages. He loves breaking up good relationships too. And so this couple had bought this house. I don't know. Let's say they bought it for about at least $200,000 or more, less than it is right now. So they got a divorce. And in the settlement, the wife, in a dirty deal, got the money, and the husband got the house. Or maybe the devil can beat you down so bad you just walk away. I'm not exactly certain. I don't remember it, but anyway, the house now is worth about $800,000. And so the wife got to find a house. Now, they got big houses in Houston, Texas. Let me tell you, I used to live in one. We did. The ministry did. And what some of the people in Houston consider normal, like four or five bedrooms is just normal. 5-6 bathrooms is just normal. And this house, as the lady was looking for the house, see, that's why in all you're getting, you have to get understanding. And I said, we praying. And I'm thinking, man, all these real estate done zoomed. I mean, it's done it in Houston too, but I meant to say Dallas area, Dallas. And so, and I'm looking at the prices on these houses. 500, 600, 7, 8, 9 million plus. And I'm thinking, wow, this lady wants a house that's expensive, and it's going to be expensive to buy. So the lady told me, don't worry about that. I got that. So then we looked at this house, and this house had an elevator in it. Now, a man tried to get me to take a house in South Carolina that had an elevator in it, but it sat on about 55, 60 acres. This house had catfish ponds, everything. This house he tried to get me to take was the house where they hold the regular big Ku Klux Klan meeting, because he was that kind of guy. But I wasn't going to put myself in debt like that. Not no South Carolina, Where to catch the Amtrak, we got to go to another town. To catch the Greyhound, we have to go to another town where I lived in South Carolina. And so then I saw the neighborhood where the husband got the house, and I looked at the neighborhood. And then I said, send me a picture of your old house, your house that another woman is living in right now, the one you picked out, the one you decorated, the one you built from the ground. And she sent me a picture of her old house. And I had to repent to God. And the reason I had to repent to God is because, you see, I wasn't 100% in the flow with the lady I was praying with. She came out of a mansion, and nothing less is going to suit her soul and feel what she's accustomed to. And I began to equate that to the Lord. And I began to think about restoration. But you can't be restored to something you never had. That's not restoration. That would be acquiring. Okay? So, the lady, we prayed, the lady found a house. It fulfilled every desire. The neighborhood, everything. And to make it worse, she said, I thought about you when I'm driving to my new house. I said, why? She said, because I have to drive on Shepherd Drive to get to my house. I said, send me a picture. I'm going to post it on the web when I finish one of these websites. But you see, brothers and sisters, I'm going to be praying this week for houses, because there are some of you and you got a house from God. God gave you a house and you know God gave it to you. There are others of you, you don't have your house yet, but you're in the process. But I want to share something with you. A house, and that's why I know God was using this as a precedent for me. The house that God gave this lady is different, yet it has all the qualities of her other house, which meant that God wanted her to have the desires of her heart now in this house. Not looking back, not going back, not acting back, and not thinking back. The house she wants now. And it's a big spread down there in Texas. They got them. Big spread, little, whatever you want. That's one state, man. When it comes to land and houses and stuff like that, well, every state has it. I mean, what can I say? But Texas got it big. And they tell you they do everything big. Why are you telling me this story, Erica? Because one day, one night this week, before it's out, I'm going to pray houses in. And that's right. I said, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to pray houses in. Now, this ain't something I ain't never done before. I wish I could get somebody to give you a testimony this morning, maybe, of how we prayed and God gave them their heart's desire in a house. It doesn't have to be a house. But I'm just using that to give you an example that God will give you your heart's desire as well as supply your every need. But just like I taught yesterday, if you were not on here yesterday, I want you to go back and I want you to listen to yesterday's teaching, because yesterday's teaching was foundational. It was foundational. And it was, and it is a precedent that needs to be established in your walk with Christ forever. I'm going to continue on with that this morning. But you see, when God is flowing in an area, you need to get in the flow or jump in the wave, however you want to receive it. But I know some of you desire a house of your own. I'm not talking about renting either. I'm talking about buying it. It's okay. It's okay if it's you in the bank. It's okay. Because you know that your goal is one day it's going to be paid off. And if you have a house and it's not paid off yet, you need to get in that prayer. Because I do have an anointing for real estate. I just haven't used it, don't use it. Haven't used it in a while. But I would say you have an anointing if you can buy $3 million worth of real estate and turn it over into $6.4 million and not had a penny when you started. How was I able to do that? I was trying to help people, and I did help them. I did help them. I wrote and developed my own housing program following a HUD program, and it's still being used today. Don't you know I wanted to pass that on to somebody? And I couldn't even find anybody to pass that on to. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to use that anointing. And I'm going to pray some houses through and I'm going to pray some houses in. I know if somebody on this line this morning, I helped get a house. If you are, would you dial the blog talk and build somebody's faith this morning? There's somebody ain't never owned a home on here. I'm 72. I've already done this. But I know some people that haven't. And I know some that have far surpassed what I've done. Because I wasn't interested in no real estate. I was just trying to help some poor people. And I did. I accomplished what I set out to do. Because I'm one of those people that like to finish what they start. And I go all the way. I don't jump ship midstream or anything like that. Because I'm a firm believer. What God said he would do, he would do. And who God says he is, he is. So I see one hand, and I'm gonna just go with that one hand. But I'm gonna tell you something. God is real, and God is trying to show himself real to some of you. But I don't think I'm asking God over and over and over and over and over, what is the problem? What is the problem? I'm hounding God. What is the problem? Why can't these people see this? Why can't they get it? The truth of the matter is this, and there's witnesses on here can tell you. When I came to look at this church, put the blog talk number in, Jessica. Oh, it's there. 319-527-6068 and press 1. There are a couple of Tedliners can tell you. When I came to look at this church, because I wasn't going down in that basement down there, down all them steps. So I asked Brother Joe and Jose to go down there. And they went down there and they said, okay, it looks all right. It's the same size as the top. I thought I was getting a church that was 8,000 square feet. I negotiated. All the time, I thought it was 8,000 square feet. When I got down with the sign, the papers and everything, it's 18,000 square feet. And all I can say is look what the Lord has done. It was already okayed. It was already approved. God had already had somebody give me the money. And then God had somebody, I got the money. The money was in the bank. And then I looked at it and I said, oh man, I got to put a whole bathroom in here. I talked to contractors. They all told me, it's going to cost you $10,000. I went to God. I called a contractor. I said, how do I pay you? He said, look, I'm going to do the work. I'm going to start the work. He said, the person who recommended you to me told me I could trust you. And then when he came in, he said, since I'm here, why don't you put in another hot water heater? Because you know you're going to put in another bathroom. Now, I was not doing that for me. I was doing that because a person had told me that they wanted me to house mothers and children from sex trafficking. And I wanted to make it right for them. I already had a healing home. I already had my house. Because I came to Dalton with just trucks. We had to move into the Super 8 Motel. And I negotiated for our 6-bedroom house in the Super 8 Motel. But God said, go, and I went. And then he gave me a 6-bedroom, 3-bathroom, 2 dens, brothers and sisters. Then on top of that, he gave me a 5-bedroom with a little loft healing home. And all of these are very, very nice homes, newly renovated. God operates in a spirit of excellence, and he will do for you whatever you can believe him to do for you. And it's called faith. Faith. Tammy, if you ain't never owned a home, you ain't never wanted to own one, because you can own one. God says He'll supply your every need. And then he says he'll give you your heart's desire. This is not a joke. God is real. It is no more difficult for God to give you a home than it is for him to let you step up to a subway and buy a ticket and go to the subway. Now, if you live in New York, where it costs you $100 a day plus to park, I would say take the subway. Otherwise, if parking and stuff is adequate, or like my friend who lives in New York, he parks a car in a garage, take the subway 5 days a week, and bring her car out because she lives in Brooklyn. I think it's called Flatbush. I'm not certain. And she brings her car out on the weekends. But she takes the subway to her job on 42nd. Because she worked for the post office there by the train. I'm telling you, your life is supposed to be full of joy and peace and discipline and happiness. Those are just the fruits of the Spirit. Now, I want you to hear a couple of testimonies. And you say, well, you know, I hear these testimonies, but they're real, and the people had faith for them. Let me see here. 7800.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you great.
Hi, good morning. This is Kristen. In 2020, we came to visit Dr. Erica in Dalton, and she gave what I'll call a word of knowledge. She said, you know, go get your house, and it's going to be confirmed in 7 days. And so I'm glad I had time to pull out my little notebook here. So that was on the 13th of June, and on the 20th of June, my contract was confirmed for my house. And my situation was that I did not have the money. I had been in some bad real estate deals, and I needed a house, but I did not have the down payment for my house. Like, I did not. Like, I was very short. And I just went ahead. We found the house in 7 days, and I had been looking. We had been looking and by faith and could not find anything. My kids and I, that night in the hotel, we looked, we found something perfect, went to go see it, put a contract on it 7 days later. And 7 weeks later, we closed on it by faith, supernaturally. Everything came into place. And this house was, my situation was similar to the lady she was talking about. It's like when you have a certain type of house, you know, when you want to, you know, kind of get the same kind of thing or something, you know, better. Right. And the house is, oh my gosh, it's very similar to that house that I used to have. However, just the location and it's just everything the other house didn't have. Do you know what I mean? And it's just perfect for my family. And even like people, I live next to university, and because I'm a single, people assume that because I live right up near the campus, that the university gave me that house. They think I work for the college, or they think that, well, they'll be like, where's your husband? You know, where, you know, is your husband a professor? I'm like, no, this is my house. You know, the Lord bless me. And so I'm just, you know, just trust the Lord. God does want you to have property. God does want you to have a place to have your family and to have peace. So I just wanted to say this morning, I just praise God for the miracle that he did in my life. So, amen.
Pray for those people that are weak in the faith, that they can, and plus, you know real estate.
Yes.
Pray for them in that area this morning.
Yes, most definitely. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We come to you right now, Father God. Lord, I ask that you just if there's any people out here who need a home, Lord, I ask that you just build up their faith in that area, Lord God. Let them know that you desire for them to have property, that you desire for them to have a place where their family can have peace. Father God, you desire for them to have the ability to build wealth through real estate, Lord God.
Yes.
Father God, you desire for them not to be being renters and borrowers all their life, but to own things, Father God.
Yes.
And Lord God, I just thank you, Father God. Just build up their faith, Father God. Give them favor. Give them supernatural connections, Father God, to get them there, Father God. Give them just the resources that they need to achieve these things, Father God. I just thank you, Father God. I just praise you for what you're going to do in their lives, Father God, and we come into agreement, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Stay right there. 6786, I know that's Jessica. Just stay right there, Kristen. Don't move. Okay, Jessica.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, praise God, Sister Kristen. My situation is when you said acquiring, I thought, yes, God had restored, and he also, we got to acquire a home that was beyond even what I was even dreaming of. We lost our home. We went into foreclosure. The enemy had stole our home, our first home, in 2013. And I met Dr. Erica in 2016. And by faith, we were renting. She said, oh, do you own your home? And I said, no, we're renting. And as I was writing this down, I thought, wow, okay, it was 5 years. We were 5 years renting and thinking that we were never going to get out of that hole. And we met a real estate agent, and when we found this home, she said, you got to hurry because in this area, it goes fast, like fast. And I thought, oh, no. So I called Dr. Erica, and she said, okay, you're going to have to do this by faith, get together as a family. And when we looked at the home, you know, my husband said, oh, no, like right away. He's like, no, that's out of our price range. And I said, I know, but God can do this. God's doing miracles. We can do this. We can do this. And, you know, Dr. Erica said, let's just pray. So she prayed for us. And then as a family, we prayed. And we went ahead and said, you know what, we're going to do this. And we put an offer. And the lady's like, how much do you have to put down? And we were like, Sister Kristen, we're like, wow, okay, well, we have $500. And I just thought, God, I know you could do something with this. And my husband's like, this is crazy. They're going to laugh at us. But, you know, just he's like, okay, let's do this. You know, 5 years renting. And, you know, my kids, they were like, you know, this is pretty amazing. I don't know, Mom. We've been told no so many times. Like, I could see all of their faith just kind of just so dim. And I thought, Lord, I'm so tired of renting. Because in the backyard that we lived in, we were renting, it was just like just grass and a fence. I used to go in the backyard and pray, and I would just stare at a fence, just stare at a fence. And I would have to look up, and I'd be like, wow, this is just, there's nothing. It was just like a desert. And when we said, we have $500, and she said, okay, well, let me see what I could do. She also just had faith that, all right, we're going to do this. We found out we got that home, and we beat out five people that had cash in hand, and we were going on a loan, not a HUD home, but it was like an, you know, the bank was going to lend us this money. And I just think about that right now because we acquired a swimming pool, something that I had bought an inflatable pool. And I never took it out of the box because I said, you know, we've always wanted one. We've always wanted one to be, you know, just a pool. And this was an in-ground pool. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is our pool. So the home that we had lost was $60,000 and 5 years renting. And then God gave us a home that's worth in the $200,000. And right now, of course, they're going up. But we just put $500 down by faith and beat out five people that had cash in hand that were wanting this home. And the man took a while, and there was like a back and forth, and he chose us. the lady, the real estate, just like, she was so ecstatic. She said, this man just picked y'all. And she looked at us, and even to this day, she still keeps in contact with us because she said, wow, you have that house. And the neighbors came out. They all wanted to meet us. Like, who are these people? Because they knew what the house was worth. And, you know, we just said, we always say, you know, God gave us this home. God put us here. We don't look like we belong here, but we belong here, you know. And God just, you know, I'm always saying God put us here. This is a miracle, and we'll never forget that. And I just am in awe. I look through glass doors, that like French doors that open up to my patio and has a swimming pool that's just beautiful. And then there's trees, and I have just color to look at, and there's birds that I've never seen. I used to only see seagulls and crows. Now I just look at beautiful singing birds, cardinals. I mean, just things that just my heart's desire. I didn't even know that I wanted those things. And when I saw them and I acquired them, I thought, wow, Lord, I didn't even know that this is what is on the other side. I just kind of was like settling. So, yes. God
now,
is great.
I want you to pray. And I want you to rebuke Satan. I want you to rebuke Satan's plans to stop anybody from having the home that he desires for them to have, which is the desire of their heart. Do you got me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind and rebuke all the satanic works and the plans and the traps against God's people for them to acquire their heart's desire. I bind up every assignment, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command your evil powers to go to zero. Go to the pit, bound in chains of fetters of iron with the blood covered in the name of Jesus. You loose God's people, loose the finances that you have tied up and that you have stolen that do not belong to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Loose the
right
house.
Right now, in the name of Jesus. And Father
houses.
God, I ask.
Nope, loose them, loose them. Loose them. Don't ask. Loose them on earth. You know what I'm
loose
saying?
Loose the finances.
And loose the houses.
And loose the houses and everything that you have stolen from God's people in the name of Jesus. Loose them now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you to loose them. Loose the finances, the banks, the real estate agents that are assigned to help God's people.
Yeah.
And God, you would just put the right people in their path. And Father, I just thank you right now. I thank you. I thank you.
For
prosperity.
And new home ownership.
And for new home ownership. In
and,
the name of Jesus.
And you and I want you and Kristen to come into agreement that these people in this ministry will own businesses and be able to pay their mortgages off fast.
In the name of Jesus. Kristen, you want to start?
Yeah, amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that your people are creative, that they're resilient, that they are just have supernatural ability for business,
yeah.
Father God.
Yeah.
Supernatural ability to create, Father God. Just I
yes.
ask that you restore those creative gifts that have laid dormant in them,
yeah.
Father God, and give them God ideas, Father God. Give them
yeah.
God strategies for business, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the anointing of business on the headliners, Father God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you that they will have the ability to supernaturally pay off their debts and pay off
yeah.
their properties, Father God, because you desire
yeah.
for us not to owe any man Oh, no man, nothing but to love them, Father God. So I thank you, Father God. I thank you for just stirring up these gifts and this creative ability, this business ability in the Tedliners, Father God, that will increase their prosperity, Father God. And it will allow them to invest in the kingdom of God, that they will not be in debt and paying, you know, and burden, but they will be free from debt and they'll be able to invest more into the kingdom of God, meaning more souls, Father God.
Yeah.
So I just, you, Father, I just call it done. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
Jesus, I command the satanic bank to be closed now and for the bank of heaven to be open and finances flow to God's people in the name of Jesus. Creativity, flow, creativity to open businesses, to fill in the gaps that are needed so we will no longer just be idle in the name of Jesus. I bind up idleness in the name of Jesus. Lackadaisical, we bind you up, you foul spirit. Laziness, we bind you, rebuke you, and command you to go to the pit. Loose God's people. In the name of Jesus, I loose creativity, action, movement in for the kingdom of God to be loose here on earth right now. Flow through the TED line, through Jesus believers, through every child of God in the name of Jesus. Women, children, students, all walks of life, creativity to flow. Businesses are going to open. And God, you will get the glory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus, you are Lord. And every business, every new business, every home business, every church that will be opened will give God the glory in the name of Jesus here on earth. Now.
Now. Now is the day of salvation. Salvation, being made whole, complete, and lacking nothing. Complete salvation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke the spirit of witchcraft. I bind and rebuke the spirit of lack. I bind and rebuke the poverty syndrome. And I bind and rebuke the mindset of inferiority, low self-esteem, and I'm not worth it. Go in the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. We're not worth it. But the blood of Jesus has made us righteous. Righteous. Right standing with God and with man. Father God, I thank you. I thank you this morning. I thank you for the new houses. I thank you for the new businesses. But most importantly, I thank you for the renewing of our soul, God. I thank you, Father, that faith worketh through love. And I thank you, Father God, for your love, child. Your love, child, Jesus, Lord God, flow through us, Jesus. Jesus, it is the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. This morning, I declare and decree, and I come into agreement with the word of God. Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is our Lord. He's our righteousness. And he is our faith that works by love. God's love flowing to Jesus. Jesus' love flowing to the Holy Ghost. And Jesus and God and the Holy Ghost love flowing through us, making us big, making us winners in the kingdom of God. I thank you for it this morning. I thank you for it this morning. I thank you there's going to be money for people's houses that need to be restored, you know, God, fixed, worked on. I thank you that there's people that are in need of a place to live, because for all practical purposes, they're homeless. But today, the word of God is going forth, and it shall accomplish every word that was spoken this morning. Shall be accomplished because it is the will of God, and because, Lord God, it is coming from within our inner man, and it is covering this earth. Thank you that your glory covers this earth. You said where two of us agree as touching anything on this earth that is according to your will, you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, we know that we have the words fulfilled that have been spoken in your ear. I thank you this morning. I thank you.
Never.
God had me go ahead and do it this morning while I had two people flowing in the anointing for it on the line. I want you to lay hands on your heart, close to your heart somewhere. Lay your own right hand over your heart or close to your heart somewhere. And I want you to say this. Everything I touch prospers. Say that. Everything I touch prospers. Jessica, Kristen, your mic's still open. I can't hear you. Everything I touch prospers.
Everything I touch prospers.
Everything I touch prospers.
Everything I touch prospers.
Every person that comes around me prospers.
Every person that comes around me.
They have to prosper.
Me prospers. They have to prosper.
They have to.
They have to prosper.
They have to prosper.
They have to prosper.
Prosper.
The Spirit of God prospers.
The Spirit of God prospers. The Spirit of God prospers.
And the Spirit of God lives in me.
And the Spirit of God lives in me.
In me.
Therefore, everything I touch.
Everything I touch.
Everything I touch.
Prospers.
Prospers.
You got to believe it. God is in you. Jesus is
in
you.
Jesus.
God's own Holy Spirit is in you. God is not the God of subtraction. He's the God of multiplication.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, everything you touch, he said, every ground your feet touch, you possess it.
My feet.
You possess it. Right. So if you possess it, it has to prosper too. Everywhere you walk, have to prosper.
Yeah. Everywhere I walk, has to prosper in the name of Jesus.
It has to prosper. The only
Thank
way
you,
it won't is that you stop it. And the only way you'll stop it is you allow Satan to work through you to stop it. Because God is not the God of subtraction, and he's not the God of rotten fruit either. God's fruit grows and grows.
Thank you.
And it's good. And God is in you, making everything you touch prosper, making everything you touch flourish, making everywhere your feet touch prosper. The people you work with are prospering because of the prosperity of Jesus in you. Get this morning. You were not created to fail. You were created for success.
I was created
for success.
For success. Yes.
You were created that the children you created between your egg and your sperm, they will prosper. They will prosper. Because of you, they will prosper. Because of Christ in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Your neighborhood will prosper, if you can believe it. Because of the God in you, his bigness. We serve a big God. He is big.
Thank you.
He just contained in small bodies. But that does not...
Sister Erica.
Good.
I'm seeing it.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
God says he will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly before him. He will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly before him. It ain't gonna happen. Devil! Go! Go! All obstacles.
Thank you, God.
To the prosperity of God this morning, we bind you up in chains and fetters of iron. Go!
Go.
In the name of Jesus. Go! In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
It will not work.
It will not work. Thank you.
It will not work.
It will not work.
Ha, 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 devil.
Ha, 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 devil. It didn't work.
Ha, 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 ha.
It didn't work in the name of Jesus.
It didn't work.
It didn't work. In the name of Jesus, it didn't work. It never will work.
Never will work.
In the name of Jesus. Our children will prosper.
Our children will prosper.
Right now, they're coming into the knowledge of God. Fix
Thank
it, Jesus. Fix it.
Right now.
Fix it for our children.
Yes, Lord.
Fix it for us.
Fix it, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Walking up the place anywhere. I know a man who can raise the dead anytime, any place anywhere. And I know a man who can open blind eyes anytime, any place anywhere.
Yeah, no one ever saw.
You're doing